White, St. Helena, California, November 22, 1910. Elder W.C. White. Dear son W.C. White, I have been occupied diligently in preparing matter for my book begun so long ago. I was very much pleased to receive your letter, for you seem to be far away. I would be pleased to be with you, but this cannot be. Sabbath before last, I spoke in the meeting in sanitarium. I am glad to be able to speak 1 hour. Much pleasure was expressed by many that were in the chapel. I had spoken the Sabbath before in the school chapel in the mountains. Maggie is doing her part excellently well. She enters into the spirit of the work as earnestly, yea, more than when with us in Australia and in St. Helena. She seems so glad to be engaged in the work again. We are all very interestedly busy. I receive some letters which I have to answer. An excellent letter from Elder Butler is not answered, and another from Elder Daniels is unanswered. But I appreciate these letters and will answer them. I would be pleased to meet you all. I have now nearly reached my 83rd birthday. I would be very much pleased to meet Mabel and her husband and visit with them and have the pleasure of being in your meetings. I suppose I shall never travel so far again. I shall, if possible, attend some meetings in Portland, Maine, and Boston if the Lord gives me strength and clearness of mind, but I do not know as I shall care to travel very much. I greatly desire to finish the book that has been lying waiting for my completion of it. Should I go to Portland, I should consider it a great advantage to spend some time in Melrose and speak to them in Boston, but I do not wish to be in any place where I could not accomplish some good. I am perfectly pleased with my home, but if I could speak words that would be a blessing to draw souls to accept of the truth, after that I could lay off my armor if it is the Lord's will. I have much written in the diary I have kept in all my journeys that should come before the people if essential, even if I did not write another line. I want that which is deemed worthy to appear, for the Lord has given me much light that I want the people to have. For there is instruction that the Lord has given me for his people. It is light that they should have, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. This is now to come before the people, because it has been given to correct specious errors and to specify what is truth. The Lord has revealed many things pointing out the truth, thus saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30, verse 21. It is a great and grand thing to have an eye single to the glory of God. Self must not come into our serving. We need now to present the truth in its important bearings. We are to walk every step understandingly. Blessed light from the Word of God is to come to the people. No new and strange thing is to be introduced now, unless it is proved by much diligent investigation and most earnest prayer. Blessed light from the Word of God is ours to receive and in assurance give to people. Last night, after writing the words on the first 3 pages, I received my treatment from Helen, an excellent bath. I retired but could not sleep. Many scenes passed before me in the first part of the first hour of my sleep, then came wakefulness most of the night. I will not fail nor be discouraged is the language of my soul. Our only safety is to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. When I read the word of him who is truth and righteousness, I do not question the sure result. I feel safe. My feet stand in a sure path, for Christ is our leader. He came to our world to show us the course we must pursue to have his light, his joy, and crown of rejoicing. What a humble life he has left us to practice. Blessed light Christ has given us in his own practical life that he has left for us to allow in all humility, marking his every step. We must bring true humility into all our working out of the Lord's plans. Jones is improving his ability in getting into our church and presenting his false statements of the work I am required to do, past, present, and future. We may have to unfold some of his deceptive work, but we will understand more fully what lines of falsehoods he is giving the people. We have had but a few light rains in the night. I think we may have some rain today. We must put our entire trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to stand in our world as the Lord's representative of what is truth and what is falsehood. But our work is to cleave to the words of truth plainly stated in the Old and New Testaments. One thing, we are distinctly to vindicate the truth as it is represented in words and character by our Lord Jesus Christ as the Father's representative. I have written this, except this last page, by lamplight.